from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Inconvenient? Yes. Catastrophic like the weather that hit British Columbia this week? Not even close. Environment Canada meteorologist Peter Kimball says the snow and freezing rain we've experienced comes from a system that moved in from the prairies, and it developed from the BC system.
And then, of course, made its way over northeastern Ontario. As it does always, it changes again. It changes the character. And so we got a bit of snow here, a bit of freezing precipitation, but nothing at all like what they got in the prairies or in the West Coast.
For the prairies, it was heavy snow and a strong wind. Two Timmins doctors spearheading efforts to improve treatment and rehab for people addicted to drugs have picked up an achievement award from the Ontario College of Family Physicians. Doctors Julie Sampson and Louisa Marion Belmar got the award at a convention last week. OCFP incoming president Dr. Mahali Kumanen says the work the pair of ER doctors have done already is amazing.
They identified a gap within the system. They really worked tirelessly to improve the approach within their community. And I think it absolutely could serve as a model for other communities across Ontario.
Starting with a new approach to treating addicted people at Timmins and District Hospital, Belmar and Sampson have continued fighting for more treatment and follow-up options. The number of COVID-19 cases diagnosed in our region is now 2,262, with four being added today. The breakdown is two cases in Timmins, one between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson, and one on the James and Hudson Bay coast. Updated testing and vaccination numbers are on our website. Polar Bear Express passengers who left Cochrane last Monday morning, November 8th, are at a risk, albeit low, of COVID-19. The Porcupine Health Unit says someone with the virus was on coach 3. Anyone on that train who has developed symptoms should call the health unit. Finally, this afternoon, your entire family can enjoy the Hollinger Park Skateway this winter, regardless of whether everyone can skate. The Timmins Community Park Association has bought 6 sleighs that hold 2 people each. They're identical to the ones on Ottawa's Rideau Canal Skateway. TCPA President Mark Rogers says when the city can install the ice at Hollinger depends entirely on the weather.
They need a base of snow, and then the weather has to be so many degrees below zero, and they can start forming the ice for the skateway.
You can check out the new sleighs at the community tree lighting ceremony at Hollinger Park this Saturday night at 6 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.